News Talk 1620 WTAW. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. The start of the school year means the return of motorists paying attention to more things. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger of the College Station Police Department says to add more time to your commute.
Because there's going to be a lot more people in our community. A&M and Blinn students finish their return to our community. And then when we get into football season, there's going to be even more people.
Reminders from Officer Kelly McKeithen of the Bryan Police Department include school buses back on the streets.
If they're on their commute and they normally have a bus route on their commute, that they need to pay attention to those buses. And when they're stopping, they need to make sure that they stop for them, because that's one of the stiffest fines you can get, is passing up a bus as it's unloading and loading children.
Also pay attention to children around schools, your speed in school zones, and stay off cell phones. A recent townhome fire in Bryan was made worse because the occupants did not have renter's insurance. Deputy Fire Marshal William Bouse reminds renters they're not covered by the property owner.
No landlords that I know of in anywhere carry a policy on anything but their property, the building. And so if you're renting from somebody else, it's really up to you to protect your own personal goods that are in somebody else's building that you're renting.
Bouse says a few personal items were saved in the front of the townhome because a wall between the garage and living area had a two-hour fire rating. The College Station City Council considers final action tonight on restricting the sale and use of e-cigarettes. Mayor Nancy Berry supports the ordinance, noting right now a 7-year-old can legally buy them.
They haven't been around long enough to do major research studies, but you are inhaling nicotine vapor. And when they put it in flavors like bubblegum, cookies and cream, raspberry, strawberry, chocolate, you know that they're not necessarily aiming for the adult market.
In College Station, e-cigarettes will be banned in the same places as tobacco products. Blinn College trustees have set their budget for the new academic year. Brazos County Campus President Sylvia McMullen says that includes $4 million in unallocated money.
There are some operational expenses that actually accrue, and we wait till the end of the year to see if we can actually purchase, say, for example, new software, some things that we have not made within the budget for the previous year, that really we find ourselves at the position that we can actually do that.
Blinn's budget includes an increase of about $1 million to assist with capital and master planning needs in Brazos County, along with money for a chief of staff to be based in Bryan. Bryan Broadcasting's newest station is on the air. Maverick 102.7 had its official launch Friday afternoon.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Maverick 102.7, country music for a new generation in Aggieland.
In addition to the radio, Maverick 102.7 is on the Radio Aggieland smartphone app and online at maverickradio.com. This look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more for you at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Zwirneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
If you're new to town and worried about your accounts in distant banks, or if you're a longtime resident and have the same concerns, your neighbors at the Bank and Trust are ready to earn your business. As the largest locally owned community bank in the Brazos Valley, we strongly believe in our community. Others may claim to be local. We truly are. In fact, you'll find all of our banking centers right here in Bryan College Station and our world headquarters at 1716 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. Looking for a local bank? Look no further. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers. Member FDIC.
7:09, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Norma G Tractor. Go to their website, normagtractor.com, and see all the specials voted best in the Brazos for 11 straight years.
Another hot day today with lots of sunshine. Temperatures near 100 degrees during this afternoon. Tonight it'll be clear to partly cloudy. Low temperature by morning, 74 to 78. During the day on Tuesday, a mix of clouds and sun. Now there is a slight chance of an afternoon shower or thunderstorm. High temperature 95 to near 100. Any showers end tomorrow evening, mid-70s overnight, and sun with a few clouds on Wednesday, well up in the 90s. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a little bit with Aggie soccer winning a pair over the weekend. Aggie football gearing up for a big one this Thursday. The Little League World Series, majors, and more all coming up with sports. We'll do it for you about 7:50.
There you go. It's the first day of school. Enjoy that. And, you know, U.S. Americans, I tell you, they just... Anything they can do to get annoyed. According to a new survey by big data solutions company 1010 Data, more than half of parents are frustrated by out-of-stock back-to-school items on their list.
Yes, we were.
Okay. It's kind of like people come up and come into the toy store on December the 24th and go, "What? What do you mean you're closing?"
Yeah.
It wasn't like that at all.
Oh.
Okay, Mr. Parent of school-age child, we're listening.
Yellow folders. Couldn't find them anywhere. Had to be yellow. Said so on the paper.
Okay.
That was a week and a half ago. So it wasn't like I was procrastinating none.
All right. So.
Give me that nonsense.
Get white folders and highlighters.
Keep your daughter busy.
Arts and crafts time.
That's right. Look, honey, let's do this. See, you could have made a game out of it.
You do the laundry after that much marker play.
Go get some Rit dye or whatever that stuff's called for clothes. They still make that? I'm not sure. Anyway, nearly all parents, 94%, were ticked at some point by this whole back-to-school shopping thing. According to them, the crankiness ensued from 57% frustrated by out-of-stock items. 51% frustrated by long checkout lines. 49% frustrated by high prices. 48% frustrated by hard-to-find items. And 39% angry or rude shoppers. Oh, okay. We'll see the other four to see why you had number five on that list. And so much for those mega retailers. About three-quarters of parents said that the big-box chain stores that ran out of the stuff on the school shopping list, while one-third said that their local retailers and marketers ran out. So big boxes and small stores, too. I was in the Big Blue Webatorium thing. This is about two weeks ago, and I walked into, I think it was the one in Bryan, and they had, of course, they have the cities, you know, the school districts, and then they would have the information, the supplies that you would need, and they misspelled Franklin. Franklyn.
Franklin.
Well, that's okay. Let's say that your kids are now out of that part and they're going up to big schools. That's right. Well, U.S. News and World Report claims that the average co-ed's going to drop $836 on clothing, electronics, home furnishings. So there you go. That's in addition to your tuition and your books. So here's some ways to help out. Check out the old university to make sure that your precious little daffodil can wake up and use the Keurig. Some schools do not allow small appliances in dormitories. Make sure that irons and ironing boards are available, too. So just letting you know. Team up with your roommate. Don't double up and waste money. Touch base with your dorm mates and divvy up the supplies that will be needed by all. Tap friends and family. Chances are your family, friends, grandparents, and extended family have lots of stuff gathering dust, so take out that old mini fridge from them and put it in your dorm room. Scout out Craigslist. I don't know. Have you been to Craigslist lately? Go to Craigslist. Let's see what's free on Craigslist.
Free?
Let's see what's out there. Craigslist. Mm-hmm. And just kind of see what there might be that would be kind of fun and different. See. By the way, we've got a story on somebody who's going up after Keurig's market share. We'll talk about that next hour. But
you can find sometimes lots of stuff out there. Don't expect to find Thomasville furniture for $10, but to be honest, there could be lots of stuff out there that would save you some money.
Animals and sofas seem to top the list.
As far as free is concerned.
Sofas especially.
That's... Yeah, well, again, you know, that's fine. I'm not sure what you're going to use.
Actually, lots of animals.
Okay, really? Well,
free
okay.
old farmhouse. Oh, God.
Okay. Well, all right. You can have that going on, too. And also use shopping apps. Do some research to at discounters like TJ Maxx and Marshalls and Amazon and Overstock to find some good deals so as you head off to school. But again, what a great weekend to be moving your kiddos into their dorm or apartment, huh? 97 degrees, no shade in sight. Did talk to some folks who I think were about 4 hours late from where they were supposed to be because they were helping move their daughter into her apartment. And she thought it'd be such a good idea to have a third-story apartment.
No.
But that's okay. As Kevin said, we're glad that that the students are here and making it all worthwhile.
Well, one of the things that's interesting is the Aggie volleyball team helped students move into the dorm.
Wow.
As just part of their, you know, hey, welcome to campus kind of deal. Mm-hmm. I found it odd that at LSU it's the football team. Well, LSU does it.
Well, why do you think that?
I just find it odd.
Oh. Well, that's good PR.
There was a young professional organization that was doing that as well.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good. I mean, it's a good PR thing.
Oh, I think it's a great PR thing. I just, you know, big strapping lads on the football team, and then the volleyball players. Yeah, absolutely.
Who better. That's it.
Here, okay. Take this couch up, would you?
Yeah, why not?
We got a lineman. We just need one guy.
Set this on the top shelf, please.
A chef in China was preparing soup that required a dangerous ingredient. Would have been an Indonesian spitting cobra. When the serpent attacked and killed him. But the craziest part is that the snake had been dead for 20 minutes.
Oh, man.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me at all.
Before cooking the 5-foot snake, which is considered a healthy delicacy apparently in Asia, the chef had cut off the head, waited 20 minutes before throwing the head into the trash can. Well, the next thing you know, diners overheard loud screams coming from the kitchen. Because the cobra's reflexes, which can go on for quite a while, the severed head was able to bite his hand, and he died.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, there you are. The snake getting even after that. Okay.
It's the worst Romeo and Juliet remake ever.
But again, it's China, who quickly is replacing Florida as becoming the place where strange things happen.
Yeesh.
10 months ago, a coffee shop in Valley City, North Dakota, population 6,700.
Salute.
Put the honor system to the test. And now here it is, months later, the vault has earned 15% more money than they've even asked for. The vault isn't any different than your local coffee shop. It's a commercially brewed coffee, gourmet flavorings, pastries, soft drinks, all that. But what it doesn't have is baristas.
Oh, no.
On the frequently asked questions section of the vault's website, the owners acknowledge that their business model is a location-based business. Though they do believe that it could work elsewhere, they do maintain that it really only works in tight-knit communities that would adopt an establishment like this of their own. Yeah, see how that works. Because in a lot of places, they'd get stolen blind and be out of business in 2 months. But apparently in the 6,700 residents of Valley City, North Dakota, sounds like it'll be just fine. Although you probably get a bigger kick out of attending a concert or spending a week in Italy, people still mostly opt for items over experiences. Items over experiences because the value of the items is more easily quantifiable. That's according to a company that's done a survey on this. According to the new research, the people who they surveyed both before and after they made the purchases as to how they felt. Beforehand, they rated life experiences as making them happy. Of course, then after they bought things, the things that they bought made them happier than their life experiences.
Then you're doing it wrong.
You really are. And apparently you're trying to be aware of it, right?
Yes.
You're trying to be aware of it. You're trying to feel good about things. Nah, let me go ahead and spend some money. Yeah, that makes me feel better. Yeah.
So the trip to the most beautiful island ever, and you remember the hat.
It's the T-shirt. or the T-shirt, yeah. As you're home washing the car in the T-shirt, you're going, oh, gosh.
I remember being on such a beautiful island.
Yeah. Later on today, we'll talk about how the National Park Service was established by the Department of Interior on this date. But one of the other things that's interesting is Smokey Bear is 70 years old.
Okay? Not Smokey the Bear.
No, well, it is now Smokey the Bear. They did that in the song because it was easier to sing. But yeah, Smokey Bear was his original name. And apparently, his TVQ is pretty high. He's still, like, in the 80% range.
No kidding.
People know who Smokey Bear is. What we might not know is why Smokey Bear actually got started. And we know the story about the little bear who was in the fire and all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
But the concern, Smokey Bear hit his high point when the concern was that Japanese would come over and set our forests on fire. Because our firefighting forces had been depleted through the military.
Oh, and with the balloons they that they'd send over.
They were afraid that forest fires would decimate the country.
Mm-hmm.
Who'd have thunk it? Just saying. And NASA, here's our story from NASA today because we're still relevant. The image from the Curiosity rover that some people thought was a thigh bone, do you remember this?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, on Mars. Well, actually, it's just some sort of a weathered rock, according to NASA. So you have to believe them because we can't go up and check it out ourselves, right?
Uh-huh.
The photo shows this dirt-covered surface of Mars littered with bits of rock, one of which is kind of elongated and in the shape of a leg bone. Image was first picked up on a UFO blog, so it must have been true, purporting to show evidence of past alien life on the planet. Okay, so that would mean that a body would decompose on Mars the same way that it would right here on Earth.
Don't be a denier. Yeah.
Chances of that are pretty slim that would happen, but that's okay. I mean, if you want to go with that, that's all right. But anyhow, they're telling us that that's not the case, that it's just an elongated rock.
Don't be a denier. Stop it.
The claim got so much attention that NASA released the photo with the official explanation saying the object did, in fact, look like a thigh bone, but definitely was not. So just remember that. Never mind what they say.
It wasn't connected to no bone. That was the problem.
Yeah, that's it. Exactly.
Hello, I'm Liz, a student at Hillsdale College. Here is Hillsdale President Larry Arnn on the legislative vesting clause of the Constitution.
Article 1, Section 1 of the Constitution states, "All legislative powers herein granted shall be vested in a Congress of the United States." To the founders, legislative power was the power to make laws that apply to all alike that are clear and easy to understand. The Constitution says all legislative powers, and that means Congress cannot rightfully delegate these powers to some other body. Today, our laws are thousands of pages long. Sometimes rules are tens of thousands, and no one can read them. Congress has abdicated its legislative power to unelected bureaucrats and countless executive agencies. This is a violation of Article 1, Section 1 of the Constitution.
This Constitution Minute was brought to you by Hillsdale College. To join the national conversation on the Constitution, go to ConstitutionMinute.com.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
It was a moment that changed my life.
It was still at the heart of the storm when we arrived in a convoy of Humvees.
These people had been there for hours, all scared and on the verge of hypothermia.
We dug them out, got them home safely.
That's what we train for, moments like this.
In the Guard, you serve your community as well as your country. Go to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Good morning, it's 7:23, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Check the weather for you in just a minute. It took a while for this to come out, but we have a list of good things from Ferguson, Missouri. Good things from Ferguson, Missouri.
Bet there's a few.
Well, of course, there really are. You know, obviously, everything we're hearing is so negative. Mm-hmm. Well, Ferguson has a college scene. It's the home of the northern campus of St. Louis Community College. Though it's largely a commuter campus, definitely a college vibe, the school has nationally recognized programs for deaf communications and child care. There's the Challenger Learning Center, Space Education Center, that provides simulated space missions for kids. Main program is a two-hour session where kids learn about engineering, astronomy, aeronautics, operate its own mission control center, and spacecraft. the Ferguson Brewing Company for grown-ups. A few blocks away from...
Drop the kids off at the spaceship and go
sure,
get high.
Exactly. Coolest and highest rated brew pubs around. Not a small feat considering the region's brewing history. Yeah,
yeah.
Considers right outside St. Louis. Ferguson Brewing ranks at the top for hot wings and happy hours as well. Red's Barbecue. Okay. Probably been seeing smoke billowing from Ferguson on the nightly news. Not all of it is burning buildings. Some of it is Red's
Barbecue. Oh, that's
barbecue.
Terrible.
And finally, Michael McDonald, the voice of the Doobie Brothers. He's from Ferguson, Missouri.
Really?
So, there. Got this.
Very interesting.
All right, here's trivia that I don't believe. I don't know. Tell me what you guys think. One out of four drivers runs a red light once a week. One out of four drivers runs a red light once a week.
25%. That seems a little high.
It does. It seems a little high to me. Of course, there's some who, again, just do it all the time. And, hey, this weekend, a perfect example of observing that. Hello?
Hi. Can you guys turn your booster up or something?
Oh, why? Are we not boosting? Okay. Where are you?
I'm by the rodeo arena, Chili Fest.
Oh, my. Okay, thanks. I'll find out. I know.
It's that new radio station draining power
it
from
is.
Us.
It's that that new country station. You know, we're not high definition right now. I'm very sorry. We're not sounding nearly as intelligent as we normally do. But that's because it's been hot outside. We've had a lot of things going on, and we've got this new station. By the way, can I complain about the parking downstairs?
Please
right
do.
Now? Golly.
Oh, good night.
I know. It's very inside, folks.
Oh, man.
People who are on the radio in the morning are very different. You have to understand that. I mean, well, people in radio are different, but in the morning, we're definitely different. We have our own eccentricities. And now there's like a dozen of us up here, right?
10.
Yeah. Okay. Don't use the toaster right now, okay? I'm about to go use it. Just get away from it. And leave me a Diet Coke, too, yeah. Just on top of everything else. I know.
The poison ones are in the fridge.
Yeah, I noticed that. Yeah. Really? At what point, folks, what happened is they took a bunch of soft drinks out, and they said they're about to expire. How does a soft drink in a concealed can expire? Is it like?
It expires. They degrade. The quality suffers.
It's not as bubbly.
Oh, is that it?
Yes.
Well, I haven't noticed.
You mix it with enough bourbon, it doesn't matter.
Do you want your entire home clean? A clean you can trust? Start with the cleaning pros at Molly Maid. Molly Maid is the only cleaning company that will fully clean your home on every visit with no extra charges for baseboards, ceiling fans, or blinds, no time limits or rotating rooms to clean. Call Molly Maid and you can trust that your whole home will be fully cleaned for you to enjoy. Call us today at 693-7700, that's 693-7700, or online at mollymaid.com.
726, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way. The Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Still looking at near 100 for a high temperature today. Low temperature tonight around 76 or 77. They are going to kind of put a little chance of showers in there, about 20 or 30% starting tomorrow afternoon. So we'll see how all that plays out. But continued warm temperatures as you'd expect right about this time of year. Right now we're looking at 75 out there.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
One way big city liberals exert power is by forcing real estate developers to jump through hoops. Like developers must build affordable housing units in their upscale developments. One new luxury Manhattan skyscraper was forced to include affordable rental apartments in order to qualify for government incentives. The upscale residents have access to their condos from the front lobby. The rental tenants have a separate side entrance. They call it the poor door. In another building, upscale tenants can use a brand new gym for free, but it's off limits to their affordable rent-regulated neighbors. Now, this led to a complaint being filed with New York's Human Rights Commission. It says renter Gene Green Dorsey, "Nobody treats me like a second-class citizen in my own home." She and the other rent-stabilized tenants say they're willing to pay a fee to use the gym, but it shouldn't be off limits entirely. Now, the landlord of the building sees things differently, pointing out that rent-stabilized tenants get valuable benefits of their very own, including much lower rent. New York Mayor de Blasio recently weighed in. He said, "We believe there should be a much more equal approach to all of the residents," he said. When he was a mere councilman, he voted for the zoning code, a change that allows the unequal arrangements. But Mayor de Blasio doesn't have to use the poor door anymore. So I guess things have changed as he's kind of got a little higher on the ladder.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
You've been thinking about moving over to solar power for your home. So are a lot of other people, which is why some power companies are pushing for extra fees to make up the difference. Is it finally happening? Is solar power actually becoming a threat to the old power conglomerates? Don't fund big power's losses while everybody else goes solar. Get caught in the middle or go with a trusted local solar company and actually own it and reduce your energy bill with no down payment, interest, or payments for a whole year. Get tax breaks and big monthly energy savings. Avoid falling behind and paying extra. Don't be the last one in line. Our nation's power supplies are shifting. Wait too long and you may wind up paying for it. Want to completely eliminate your power bill? Get all the tax incentives you're entitled to while you still can. And do it locally, because local is accountable and we finance. Call 1-800-MY-SOLAR for a free in-home assessment. 1-800-MY-SOLAR.
My home, my savings.
Howdy, my name is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Byinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Byinski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
ANCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 135 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. ANCO's insurance specialists have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit ANCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zinert. Tonight's agenda for the College Station City Council includes banning e-cigarettes in the same places as tobacco products. Mayor Nancy Berry responds to those who don't believe e-cigs are not a health hazard.
We don't know. I mean, you're sucking in nicotine vapor. That's not going to be good for you. And you're exhaling it out, so there is a secondhand smoke element to it. It doesn't have some of the carcinogens that are associated with tobacco.
College Station would join at least 30 other cities in Texas in having a minimum age and restrict where e-cigarettes could be consumed. The excitement that comes with the start of a new school year also means paying more attention behind the wheel. Officer Kelly McKeithen of the Bryan Police Department reminds drivers to stay off cell phones when they're in school zones.
It is illegal to be using your cell phone unless it's hands-free in the school zone. So if you're seen holding that phone up to your ear or texting or whatever, you know, you could get fined for that.
College Station Police Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says to watch out around schools as children are being dropped off and picked up.
Because sometimes, unfortunately, they don't always watch for the motorists, so we need to make sure and remind them to be watching out for those kids, especially around those areas where they know they're going to be congregating.
Local law enforcement also reminds drivers not to go around school buses that are stopped for loading and unloading. On the heels of students and new residents moving to town the last couple of weeks for the start of the new school year comes a reminder for renters to get their own insurance. Bryan Deputy Fire Marshal William Bow says it's his experience investigating fires. Most victims don't have it.
After talking to a couple of insurance agents, I found out that it's super cheap for the amount of coverage. And the last agent I talked to told me he wrote three policies in about 5 minutes apiece to cover well over $10,000 worth of people's personal property each.
The reminder follows a recent townhome fire in Bryan where the occupants lost most of their belongings and did not have renter's insurance. More money to plan for future growth at Blinn College's Brazos County campuses are part of next year's budget that was approved by trustees this month. President Sylvia McMullen says one of the funding sources was for $4 million in unallocated money from the prior academic year.
It's also, it goes to much toward the expansion and remodeling that is occurring on the Bryan campus and will continue to occur for the next several years as we address our growth issues.
About $1 million is going towards Brazos County master planning and capital needs, where 13,000 were on campus last fall, and that number is expected to be 15,000 in 3 years. Blinn full-time faculty will be receiving a 2% cost of living pay raise, and longevity pay and staff salaries are being adjusted to bring them closer to market averages. A week after Governor Perry was indicted on criminal charges in Texas, the issue was brought up during an appearance in Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
It is what it is. I hope reflected a very strong commitment to the rule of law. I think this is an attack on the constitutional duties of a governor. I'm going to fight this with every fiber of my being.
Meantime, an attorney for the governor says he will file a motion seeking to stop the criminal case against Perry. Austin lawyer David Botsford says the defense team will attack the constitutionality of the prosecution and two felony indictments that accuse the governor of abusing his power. A Republican judge presiding over the case gave Botsford a week to file the motion. The special prosecutor in the case, Michael McCrum, says he remains confident in the charges. The University of Texas system has joined A&M in growing the number of engineering graduates. The UT Regents has approved spending $10 million each of the next 2 years to recruit faculty in those areas, according to spokeswoman Karen Adler.
We're hoping that we'll be able to get support from the Texas legislature and also our friends in industry and the philanthropic community to make it happen, because we're going to be needing to build buildings.
Well, while we're having that little technical difficulty, and again, that's all me. It's not you. Let's, let me see. Where exactly are we going to go? Let's go do some weather, and then we'll see if we can continue.
We
as
can
far
finish
as
up the news?
Yeah, well, we're gonna try to do that anyway. Okay. All right, let's see. Okay, here we go.
Hi, Lance Lindsay here with Brazos County Bank. We invite you to come by and meet our friendly staff. We are located in Bryan at the intersection of Boonville Road and Copperfield Drive. Scott Henniger and I are both longtime residents and experienced bankers with deep roots in the Bryan College Station community. We value our solid reputation of excellent customer service, and we have competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. We want to be your lender. Brazos County Bank, deep roots, new ideas.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC. An equal housing lender.
At University Pediatric Association, an annual well check is much more than just keeping vaccinations up to date and charting height and weight. A thorough physical exam every year is the best way to ensure the health and happiness of your child. After a child enters kindergarten, they may not need another vaccination until the sixth grade, and that makes it easier for parents to put off the annual appointment. But children develop quickly during these years, and understanding the effects of individual risk factors like stress, sleep habits, and lifestyle choices is critical to a child's overall health, both physical and emotional. The annual well check is the best time to discuss these things with your child's pediatrician. At UPA, an annual well check includes a vision screening that can detect problems in the eyes before a child's vision is threatened, and we'll perform other tests as needed so you'll always know what's best for your family. For more information on well checks, click on upadocs.com. UPA. Every child deserves a specialist.
Now back to the news.
And we'll go ahead and just recap that story for you. The University of Texas system has joined A&M in growing the number of engineering graduates. The UT Regents has approved spending $10 million each of the next 2 years to recruit and retain faculty in those areas, according to spokeswoman Karen Adler.
We're hoping that we'll be able to get support from the Texas legislature and also our friends in industry and the philanthropic community to make it happen, because we're going to be needing to build buildings and classrooms and laboratories to accommodate an increase in enrollment.
By comparison, A&M's campaign calls for 25,000 engineering students by the year 2025. Aggieland's hit country music station is on the air. Bryan Broadcasting's Maverick 102.7 had its official launch Friday afternoon. President Bill Hicks thanked the partners who made it possible.
American Momentum Bank, Frank Verisco, George Lee, Glenn Brewer, I see him back over here as well, for helping us do the things that we do as a local radio station company, local bank, local radio station. We work together, and they've been very helpful in seeing our vision for what we want to do in this community. All the employees of Bryan Broadcasting, I can't thank you enough for helping us continue to grow and get better at what we do, which is be a local media company doing things locally.
In addition to 102.7, Maverick is also online at maverickradio.com and the Radio Aggieland smartphone app. WTAW News Time is 7:39. It's 75 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. We'll have more news for you at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
All right, thanks, Patrick. 7:39, the Phillips Event Center at Briarcrest. Formerly, the Briarcrest Country Club is not a country club anymore, but it also is not your average dining or event center or golf course. No, it's far more than that, and kickoff weekend is coming up, starting Thursday at 4 p.m. and running through midnight on Saturday. Half off all food and beverages in the new bar and restaurant, appetizers, entrees, all beverages. And you can watch the Aggies take on South Carolina starting at 5 o'clock Thursday in the bar or on the patio or in the game room where they have two high-definition golf simulators that double as 10-foot-tall HD TVs. Plus, there's a waterfall in the bar. And, of course, the Phillips Event Center is more than just that. It's a great place for daily dining or business meetings, banquets. You can have group meetings large and small. There's swimming, there's tennis, and it's open to the general public. The Phillips Event Center at Briarcrest has all that, and it is completely open, and you can rent rooms and spaces you need. The number to call is 776-0133 for more information. The Phillips Event Center at Briarcrest, it is not a country club anymore, but it's definitely not your average bar, restaurant, golf, or banquet facility. Again, the number to call is 776-0133. Let's do some weather. It's sponsored by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Another hot day today with lots of sunshine. Temperatures near 100 degrees during this afternoon. Tonight it'll be clear to partly cloudy. Low temperature by morning 74 to 78. During the day on Tuesday, a mix of clouds and sun. Now there is a slight chance of an afternoon shower or thunderstorm. High temperature 95 to near 100. Any showers end tomorrow evening, mid-70s overnight. And sun with a few clouds on Wednesday, well up in the 90s. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a shake. Mark Schneider talking football and specifically the offense he's looking at for USC.
Pretty good.
They're a good football team, and we'll find out more coming up on the first Aggie home, or not home game, excuse me, the first Aggie football game that is this Thursday. Aggie soccer wins a pair over the weekend. We've got Major League Baseball, Little League Baseball, and more coming up. We'll do it for you in sports in about 10.
All right, so it's 7:41. You may be taking your kiddos to school, so we kind of everything all right in there?
Okay. I'm just doing some rearranging.
Okay, so we feel like it's our responsibility to maybe give them a fact to take to school today. You know, chance for them to kind of hang out with all the kids before school and go, hey, you know what, chewing gum while peeling onions will keep you from crying? You know, just something like that. Did you know that a 2x4 is actually 1.5 by 3.5?
Yep.
Okay. Did you know that astronauts were not allowed to eat beans when they went into space? It damaged the spacesuits.
Nope.
That's for second graders.
It does.
Yeah. Bruce Lee was so fast.
How fast was he?
Thank you. They actually had to slow down the moves on film so that you'd be able to see them. How you like that, huh? Did you know the original name for a butterfly was a flutterby?
Get out of here.
I'm just telling you.
I thought that was a joke.
No.
He's just making that up after something in his Diet Coke.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, so there. Those are just little things for you that you can do.
Have you watched the 10 Things You Don't Know Yet?
I watched the one on Texas.
I thought that was kind of cool.
Actually, I only got through about half of it, and then I got tired of doing stuff. And I think one of those I did not know, and we'll talk about it in the middle of next month.
Was it the
event actually happens.
Okay. The one that got me was the movies.
I haven't gotten there yet.
Okay.
Anyway, it's an interesting show that they've got. All right, so we found out that if you happen to be a person who is
fat,
it's not your fault.
Of course it's not.
It's not your fault. We have found yet again something else that makes you get bigger.
All right.
Well, if you watch or read bad news, it could lead to weight gain.
Then we would all weigh 600 pounds.
Well, no, you don't have to watch it all or see. And again, maybe it's just a certain part of the problem. But people exposed to bad news tend to crave bad food. Oh, man, come on. It is a reflex that is linked to our evolution. Of course, because Neanderthals were always eating macaroni and cheese with bacon bits. Of course they were. They all wanted pepperoni pizza and Twinkies. When bad news or imminent danger was perceived, humans had the instinct to load up on calories. Okay, and filling up on food whenever we could. When you feel the urge to binge, take a moment and think about what triggered the craving. Okay, that's just going to get you more angry. I don't see that that's going to help at all, do you? You know why you're doing that. Eat some more, you'll feel better. Okay. One of the things that happens, change subject, one of the things that happens that fascinates me when I'm watching a basketball official, you know, they have to time the amount of time that it takes for them to get across midcourt, okay?
Mm-hmm.
How do they do that? Okay, they get a rhythm going with their hand, I think. But do they have words going through their head? Because when we were little kids, we were told, how do you count a second?
One Mississippi.
Okay, that's pretty much it. One Mississippi, two Mississippi. You with us, Patrick, because you're considerably younger.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
I didn't know
one
if they
1,000 or one Mississippi.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, Patrick's was 1 gigabyte, yeah, 2 gigabyte. Yeah, yeah.
One compact disk drive. Yeah. Anyway, locomotive is also good. One locomotive, two locomotive, three locomotive, okay. Filler words are used to be a second. So Mississippi is the number one choice.
Okay.
Followed by 100. And 1,000.
That was one I always had,
yeah,
too.
And then comes locomotive. The British have different filler words.
Oh, this ought to be awesome.
Piccadilly, okay.
One Piccadilly,
and
two Piccadilly.
An elephant. Some other animals that are suitable for counting would be chimpanzee, hippopotamus, alligator, and crocodile. If you go one ape, two ape, you're going to be on the side. Well, anyway, there we've got that going on for us. So if that's some, but I always wondered how the officials do that. I think they just kind of get their hand rocking. I think they just get their hand rocking and they do that. People are having a ball once again in Oakland, California, where they had an 80-year ban on public pinball machines.
Yes, sir.
Whoa!
It is now legal because they don't.
Oakland?
Why was it illegal?
Betting,
yeah.
Oh.
Pinball was illegal in a lot of places.
But again, for all the bad things that go on in Oakland, pinball machines happen to be outlawed?
Oh, yeah, in the grand scheme of things.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fun. And I guess we need to do a kitty cat story today, just because I'm sure Mr. Downs is listening. You know, we talked about cats last week, so that's twice in two shows. It might not be one of the most anticipated openings, but fans of felines will be happy to know that America's first cat cafe located in San Diego is about to open. The owner, Tony Wong, says his Cat Town Cafe likely opened in late October.
You know what the problem is?
What?
This is really, really Wong. Well, it's just Wong.
Okay, well, I'm
so Wong.
No. I think cat tacos.
The kids are heading back to school. It's time for you to get back to the gym. At Aggieland Fitness Dome, we're making it easier than ever to get started. Join now and pay no enrollment fee. We have it all. Group fitness classes, childcare, basketball, volleyball, indoor boot camps, personal trainers, cardio, free weights, and results. Space is limited, so call or stop by today. We have everything you need to get the results that you want. All we're missing is you. Aggieland Fitness Dome. Call 690-3663. Mention WTAW and get a free gift just for stopping by.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments
treatments and get two free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
When it comes to food, you've probably been told the importance of controlling your appetite. Well, that isn't just good advice for physical health. It works for the sexual health of a marriage as well. This is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Dr. Julie Slattery tells of the time her husband was placed on a 7-day fast for medical purposes. To restart his diet, the doctor suggested Julie make chips out of the leafy vegetable kale. So she handed the bowl to her husband with an apology, figuring he'd turn up his nose at him. But he hadn't eaten in 7 days, so he devoured the whole bowl. She learned a vital lesson that day. When someone's starving, almost anything will taste good. Our sexual appetites aren't much different. Men crave intimacy, but instead of pursuing authentic connection with their wife, many feed their appetites with pornography. It holds true for women as well. The daily grind can leave them feeling bored with life and seeking excitement through romance novels. The effect is the same in either case. Escaping into fantasy strips men and women of the genuine desire they would otherwise invest into their marriage. The good news is we can learn to control our appetites. But to do that, we have to pursue authentic romance, not cheap imitations. For more encouragement to make every day count, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
She just looks that bowl squeaky clean. She loves Dynavite.
I've just tried this wonderful, catalicious Dynavite for cats.
The vitamins, the minerals,
it's got all the stuff in it that cats really like.
You don't even have to put food with the Dynavite. She will eat the powder right out of the scoop.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I'd seen the changes in my dog.
She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
Sammy, he's 13, 14 years old and is running around a little bit more. His coat is a little bit softer and shinier.
Justin's eyes sparkle more. He bats at stuff. He kind of jumps around.
Daisy and Spooky have a cat tree in my living room, and lately she's been climbing up to the top, jumping up there, and then she'll climb back down, and then she's right back up again.
It is just the best Dynavite for cats.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Howdy, and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards and More. It is 7:50. The Aggie soccer team opened their season with a pair of wins, bumping Dayton 4-3 Friday night. And then last night, A&M dictated play against the Lady Jacks of Stephen F. Austin, pressing play to a 35-7 advantage and shots on goal. But it would only take just the one.
Allie Bailey with a corner kick. Goal, Texas A&M, Shake Room.
Pretty much a carbon copy of what we saw to win the game with less than 8 minutes left on Friday night. A terrifically weighted corner kick, great placement, great pace.
A&M returns to action this Friday with the Aggies hosting the UCF Knights at 8 o'clock at Ellis Field. Aggie football kicks off the 2014 season this Thursday. It will be number 20 against number 9, South Carolina, in the SEC opener. The much-maligned defense from last year will have its hands full with a very tough running game from USC in their offense. Defensive coordinator Mark Snyder was asked about the Gamecocks' starting running back, Mike Davis.
Pretty good. Pretty good. I mean, the kid at Georgia and him, based on what I've seen, are probably the two best backs in the country. He's a really talented player. He'll stick it up in there. He's a spin runner. He makes people miss, and you know, when he gets in the open field, he's hard to catch. He can run, too. He's kind of the total package. He's Trey and Trey combined.
The Trey and Trey are the two of three running backs vying for the starting position at Texas A&M. And we'll find out just how good everybody is at 5:01. Not 5 o'clock, but 5:01 on the SEC Network. And, of course, the game will be carried live here on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. The pregame with Dave and Dave starts at 4. Texas Rangers were hot early last night.
And that one was drilled down the left field line right on the chalk. Extra bases for Beltre. Robertson scores. Here comes Elvis around third. He's heading home. Here comes the throw. Ahead first dive, and he's out at the plate. Beltre in at second with a double, and the Rangers lead 1-0.
Even with the putout at home plate, didn't matter. Beltre's one-run double in the first inning was all they would need, because Scott Baker won as a starter for the first time in more than 3 years, and the Rangers beat the AL Central leading Kansas City Royals 3-1 to avoid this series sweep. Texas heads to Seattle tonight. They'll crank things up at 9:10. Trevor Bauer took a shutout into the seventh inning, leading the Cleveland Indians to a 3-1 victory over the Houston Astros. The A's visit the Houston Astros tonight at 7:10. Don Juan Soon homered and scored twice as the Asia-Pacific region champs South Korea beat Chicago 8-4 in the Little League World Series championship game. Chicago battled their way all the way back through the loser's bracket, winning four straight knockout games before making it all the way to the championship. The St. Louis Rams quarterback Sam Bradford has torn the ACL in his left knee for the second straight year and is out for the season, according to multiple sources. Rams coach Jeff Fisher said the odds on this happening are pretty darn high.
It's just highly unusual. You know, it's 1 in 100 chance that something like that would happen.
Bradford, the first overall pick in the 2010 draft out of Oklahoma, missed the last 9 games of the 2013 season after getting injured exactly the same way against the Carolina Panthers. And finally, the 15-day U.S. Open, the last Grand Slam of the season for tennis, starts today in New York. The 2013 men's singles champ Rafael Nadal of Spain withdrew from this year's tournament because of an injured right wrist. This is the second year out of 3 that Nadal has not been able to make the U.S. Open. The 2013 women's singles champ Serena Williams is going for her 6th U.S. Open win and 18th win in the Grand Slams. And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you with the best customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More has everything you need to promote your business, personalize your electronics, or support your little athlete. Awards & More is your first stop for plaques, trophies, and engraved personal items. Everybody needs their name on something, so let Awards & More custom awards and promotional products put it there. Awards & More also provides custom designed t-shirts, screen printing, and printed promotional products and embroidery. Call 696-3886, visit their website at awardsandmoreinc.com, or check out their new location at 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Do you want your entire home cleaned? A clean you can trust? Start with the cleaning pros at Molly Maid. Molly Maid is the only cleaning company that will fully clean your home on every visit, with no extra charges for baseboards, ceiling fans, or blinds, no time limits or rotating rooms to clean. Call Molly Maid and you can trust that your whole home will be fully cleaned for you to enjoy. Call us today at 693-7700, that's 693-7700, or online at mollymaid.com.
Hello, it's Toyota's annual clearance event. This is Jan.
Hi, Jan. I need directions to the dealership. It's time for a Toyota.
Perfect timing. We have some great deals at our once-a-year event.
My car's so unreliable. There it goes again.
We can help. From Camrys to Tundras, Toyotas are famous for their dependability and toughness. Now what?
I need gas, because my car just drinks gas, so, you know.
Well, we've got a bunch of models like the Corolla and Prius that get great MPG.
So can you help me? I'm at 12th and Main.
Yes, okay. Continue straight for 1.3 miles, then turn right. Your destination will be on your left.
Nav system, I could use that too. Thanks, Jan. See you soon. Ooh, maybe not.
Toyota's annual clearance event is on now. Hurry in today and save big on a great selection. Lease a new 2014 Tundra Double Cab V8 for only $279 a month for 24 months with $2,499 due at signing. Visit gstoffice.com for details. Offers available in select states ends 9/2014.
About 3 minutes till.
Toyota, let's go places.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. We'll check the weather in just a few minutes. You already know what it is, right?
Hot.
Yeah, just going to be. So, we get this 6.0 earthquake in the Napa Valley area.
Good morning.
Yeah, hello. That shook up the bottles, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. Roused the yeast.
That's what I'm... Yeah, exactly. And I guess some of them probably fell on the floor and broke. That's the case, you know, they're getting a chance to breathe on the floor there. Anyway, center of the quake was about 6 miles southwest, actually, of Napa itself. No injuries reported by the quake, which set off, of course, car alarms in the middle of the night. Quake was felt in San Francisco to Sacramento.
They were still ignored.
Yes, they were. And so there you go. Apparently, in 1989, they had a 7.0 quake in that area.
Oh, goodness.
So this is the worst one. Since then,
said this fault line's been dormant for 1.6 million years.
Call it the Franklin Fault. I don't know why. I guess there was some guy named Franklin. Now, we've got the earthquake in California. And, of course, the aviation red alert going on in Iceland. Remember that?
Didn't they suspend it?
The Vatnajökull ice cap. Yeah, here's what's interesting is the BBC says airspace over the area is a concern. The Iceland airspace is closed, but all their airports are open. How does that work?
Oh.
You have to fly really low.
Well, they need to be able to sell some of those magazines.
Yeah. Now, think about this, though. California earthquake, problem in Iceland. Are they related? What do you think? Is it climate change? Huh? What do you think?
No.
We're all going to die anyway.
Of course we are. That's true. At any
global warming's on hold.
We're going to die.
Yeah.
Don't you understand? We're all going to die.
What do you mean global warming? Excuse me, climate change is on hold.
Well, no. Climate change is still happening.
Okay.
Global warming's on hold. Has been for 10 years. Well, and they can't figure out why.
It's resting.
It'll be back with a vengeance.
It's too hot and needs to take a breather.
Global warming is resting because of the
confounded
heat.
Earlier, just a little while ago, we told you that you may be fat and it's not your fault. That's because of all the stress that's out there. Okay, so understand that. Well, remember that if you have a tough day at school today, it may not be your fault. Did you hear this on the Wall Street Journal this morning?
Yeah, the getting up too early thing?
That's right.
Yeah.
School may be starting too early. So what are we going to do about that? Because after all, around here anyway, we think about it from the standpoint of, well, we got to get the kids to school so that we can get to our jobs, right?
Yeah.
Consider what would happen if all the schools started about 8:30 in the morning. I mean, how would...
Terrible.
Yeah, it'd be terrible.
Golly jeepers.
So, well, again... We don't have to worry about it because we're five stories up.
I passed two people on my 15-minute commute.
Yeah. So that's not a problem, but they're saying that could well be. Yeah, we'll talk about that one of these days, but not now. Look for a high temperature today, about 100 degrees. Low temperature tonight, around 76 or so. We do have a 20 or 30% chance of rain showing up in the forecast starting tomorrow. 76 right now as we approach 8 o'clock. First in news, weather, and sports, WTAW College Station, Bryant.